Welcome to all. Today's office holding up Kofay and we're starting Kufta Anu Bay is the beginning of the second to last line. Today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mim Sarabatsi Akamosha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we just mentioned previously what needs to be done in between eating cheese and meat, and so we continue discussing this. Tanya of Brisa Beshama and Beshama says Mekaneach, one is Mekaneach, which literally means wipe, Ubesil, and Basil says Mediach, one is Mediach, which means to wash. In other words, after a person ate cheese, if he wants to eat meat, according to Beshama, he has to Mekaneach, which we're gonna see means he has to wipe his mouth by eating bread or something of the sort. And Basil says yes, Mediach, he has to wash it out with water. Ask the Gemara, my mekanech or my mediach? What exactly do they mean by mekanech mediach? Kovei Amar Rav on top. Elim, if you want to say Beisham or Beisham holds mekanech v'loy by mediach, he just says mekanech and not mediach. Beisol or mediach v'loy by mekanech. Beisol holds that we only do mediach and not mekanech. Well, El Hada Amar Rav Zera, what about that which Rav Zera said that in kinuach pe el bapas, that wiping out the mouth is only done with bread? Kiman ki Beishamai? Does that mean he's saying like Beishamai? Because Beishamai is the only one that says that you have to do kinuach. And Rav Zera is commenting on that. That means that Rav Zera is holding like Beishamai, but we know that he's passing like Beis Hillel. So Rav Zera wouldn't be going like Beis Shammai. I'll rather want to suggest Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai says mekanech v'loy by mediach. You only have to wipe out the mouth with bread, but not wash it out with water. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says af mediach. One also has to wash it out with water, besides for cleaning out with bread. Well, havalei mikula Beis Shammai mechomer Beis Hillel. That turns out to be one of the coolest of Beis Shammai mechomers of Beis Hillel, which is unique. V'lasnayik abekula Beis Shammai mechomer Beis Hillel. And this should be taught in the Mishnah that lists all the coolas of Beis Shammai and the chomers of Beis Hillel. El rather says the Gemara. This is the understanding. Beis Shammai omrim mekanech v'adil mediach. Beis Shammai tells us that if one ate cheese and then he wants to eat meat, so he has to be mekaneach, he has to eat bread in order to wipe out his mouth, and he also has to be mediach. Ubesil and Basil says mediach, he has to wash his mouth out with water, vuhu adil mekaneach, and he also has to do so with bread. In other words, both of them agree that both things have to be done. It's just that mar machado v'lay pligi, each one just mentions one of them, but they don't argue. As we just mentioned, both of them agree that both have to be done. We're discussing this. Gufa was just saying the Gemara, Amar Rav Zera tells us in kinuach hapeh el bapas that wiping out the mouth means doing it with bread. Now behind him, this is only with wheat bread, but not with barley bread, because barley bread is very crumbly. It doesn't fully wipe up and gather all of the cheese residue in his mouth. And with the chiti namila amron, even with wheat bread, it wasn't said, it has to be cold. But it's hot, it becomes mushy and sticks to his palate and doesn't clean it out properly. And behind him, also, it has to be soft, but if the wheat bread is hard, it's not good, because no different than barley bread, which is crumbly. Now, what's the halacha? Anything could be used for this kinuach, for wiping out the mouth. It doesn't have to be bread. It could basically be any pyre of food. It could be a cracker or biscuit or maybe even something different. Labarmi kimcha, except for flour, tamri, dates, viyarka, and vegetables, all these are not good enough because they don't do a good enough wiping cleaning job. We continue discussing Bamidir Vasim Rabbi Yechanan, Kama Yeshabein Basar Lagvina. How much time does a person have to wait in between meat and cheese if he ate meat and now he wants to eat cheese? How much time does he have to wait? So Rambam responded, Vloy Klum, he doesn't have to wait at all. So Gemara asks, Ain't is that so? Vamar Chizr says, Acha Basar, Asar Lechol Gvina. If a person ate meat, he's not allowed to eat cheese right away. It's only gvino motor lechol basar. If he ate cheese, so then he's allowed to eat meat afterwards. So what does it mean? You don't have to wait in between meat and cheese. El rather says the Gemara, this is the question. Kami yisha bein gvino lebasar. How much time does a person have to wait in between cheese and meat? Amar levi klomi, doesn't have to wait at all. He just has to do kinuach and adocha, as we just mentioned previously. And we discussed in Gufa, we just stated in the Gemara, Amar chizr chizr says, achol basar, asar lechol gvino. If a person ate meat, he is not allowed to now go and eat cheese, but gvino motor lechol basar. If he ate cheese, he is allowed to eat meat. Now, Omer Lev Achabar Yosef Rav Chizda, Rav Achabar Yosef asked Rav Chizda, Basar Shebein Hashinayim Mahu. What about meat that's still in between the teeth? Is that considered like he has meat and the reason to eat cheese with it until he picks his teeth, he takes a flosser or toothpick and gets rid of that meat? Or no, maybe it's not a problem. Maybe since it's between his teeth, it's not really considered meat and therefore it's fine. Lekari Ale, he said the following pasuk about this, Habasar Adenu Bein Shinehem, the meat was still in between their teeth. This is referring to an episode in the Midbar where the Yidden complained they didn't have meat. Hashem sent them slav and the meat was still in between their teeth and Hashem struck them with a plague because they complained. We see from here the meat in between the teeth is called basar. Then you Amar Okvi tells us Anola Hamilsa Chala Bar Chamra Lagabe Abba. In regards to the following thing, I am like vinegar to wine when it comes to my father. In other words, my father was very machmir with this, so he's like wine. But the way I act with it is much different. It's on much lower level, so I'm like vinegar that comes from wine. What is this thing? The Ilu Abba, in regards to my father, if he ate meat today, Loi Haba Achol Gvina Ad L'Machar Kihashta. That's proper girsa. He wouldn't eat cheese until tomorrow the same time, which means he would wait 24 hours in between eating meat and cheese. But in regards to me, I just don't eat meat and cheese in the same suda. The next suda, I'll already eat cheese. And Rishmul, he says something similar. I, the following thing, am like vinegar to wine when it comes to my father. What did my father do? He would walk around his properties, check out all of his possessions twice a day. But I only check them out once. Now Shmuel Tameh Shmuel Zashita Said, Amr Shmuel, he says, Man Desire Nichsei Kol Yoyma, if a person takes a walk around his properties, he takes a look at what he has every single day, Mishkach Astira, he's going to find an Astira, which is a coin that's also called a Sela. In other words, if a person is always checking out his property and what he owns, he's going to discover there's issues, he's going to be able to fix them, and that way he's going to be able to save money. And Abaye Hava Sar Nichsei Kol Yom V'Yoyma, Abaye would do this every single day, and Yoyma Chad, one day, Paga Barise, the Dari Pascha Daifei, he met his Aris, his sharecropper, who's carrying a bundle of wood, Amrlei, so he asked him, Hani Lehecha, where you bring this bundle of wood? So Amrlei, his Aris told him, realizing that he was caught red-handed stealing, told him, Lebeimar, I was bringing it to your house. Amrlei, Abaye told him, Kvar Kadamar Chabanon, their Abanon already preceded you by me following what they suggest. Go check out your possessions every single day. I was saved by you stealing from me. And another story, Rav Asi, Havasar Nichsei Kol Yoyma, Rav Asi would take a walk around his properties every day. Amar, and he asked, Hecha Ninu Kol Hani Istri, the Mar Shmuel, where's all these coins that Shmuel was talking about? Every day I go and I don't find coins. And then what happened, Yom Echad, one day, Chazit Sinur, the Bidka Ba'are, he saw the wall of a water canal or of a pipe had cracked and had burst and was pouring water into his field and was going to ruin it. So Shakli Leglime, he quickly took his coat, Karche, he wrapped it up, Aisu Begava, he plugged it up temporarily, Ramakala, he raised his voice shouting, Asu Inchi, people came, Sachrua, and they properly closed it, damming it, making sure that no water came out. And turns out that Ashkasin, who Lakulu Isri, the Mar Shmuel, he found all of those coins of Shmuel because he saved himself so much money by doing this. Maybe he didn't find one every single day, but that one time that he found an issue, he was able to save himself a lot of money. Now, going back to something the previous staff had mentioned, which is that after a person eats cheese, if he wants to eat meat, he has to wash his hands. So now we have more dinim about washing hands. Amar of Idi Bar Oven, Amar of Yitzchak Bar Ashion, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. The Mayim Rishonim, the first waters that a person washes, that's at the beginning of the meal, that's a mitzvah. V'achroinim Chayva. Mayim Achroinim, that's what a person washes at the end of the meal before benching, that's a chayv. And a chayv is always a stronger term than a mitzvah. We're going to see why Mayim Achroinim are called a chayv. As we're in Meisvei, we have a brass that tells us Mayim Rishonim Achroinim Chayva. The Mayim Rishonim and Achroinim are chayv, Emtsayim, but the middle waters that a person washes in between eating dishes, Rishos, those are Rishos. So we see the Mayim Rishonim are called a chayv, not a mitzvah. The Gemara answer is mitzvah Lagabi Rishos, chayv Akarila. Then when we have a mitzvah up against a Rishos, that's called a chayv. And since in this Braisa, we also mention Mayim Emtsayim, which are called Rishos, that's why the Mayim Rishonim are being called a chayv. But in the first Memra, when we don't mention Mayim Emtsayim, so then Mayim Rishonim are just called a mitzvah. Now continue to discuss this Gufa we had just mentioned, Mayim Rishonim Achroinim Chayva Emtsayim Rishos. Now Rishonim, Notam Bein Bekli Bein Al Gabi Karka, when a person washes Mayim Rishonim, he could pour that water either into another Kli or directly on the ground, or Achroinim Ein Notam El Bekli. Mayim Achroinim are only allowed to be poured into another Kli. Whereas V'amrila, some say Ein Notam Al Gabi Karka. Don't pour Mayim Achroinim on the ground. The question is, Mayim Benayu, what's the difference between these two versions? Answer is, Eka Benayu, Kinsa. The difference is, if he wants to pour the Mayim Achroinim on little wood chips and wood splinters, so according to the first version, that he has to pour them into a Kli. This is not pouring them into a Kli, so it's Usur. Whereas according to the second version, that he's not allowed to pour them on the ground, well, here he's not pouring them on the ground, he's pouring them on wood chips, so it's perfectly fine. Another din, Mayim Rishonim, Nutlin, Bein Becham, and Bein Betzainin. Mayim Rishonim are allowed to either be hot water or cold water, whereas Achroinim, Mayim Achroinim, Ein Nutlim El Betzainin, they're only allowed to be cold. Why is that? Mnei Shechamin, Mefapin, Esayudayim, Ve'in Mavrin Esazuama. Hot water is just going to smooth out the hands, and it's not going to remove the dirt. In other words, right now we're understanding that Mayim Achroinim at the end of the Suda is being washed because the person's hands are dirty from touching the food. So if he uses hot water, that's just going to soften his hands and it's actually going to get the dirt and the food stuffs deeper into his skin and not wash it off, so it has to be cold. We think discussing this, and we just quote a piece, Mayim Rishonim Netlim Be'Macham Be'Metzainin. So Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Yanai, Loshanu Ela She'en Hayad, Kofei Amar Beis on Top, Soilad Zbahen. This is only taught that hot water is allowed to be used for Mayim Rishonim as long as his hand, his yad, will not be soiledes from them. It won't get burned by the water. Abel Yad Soilad Zbahen, but if his hand is going to get burned by the water, Ein Netlim Behen, so he's not allowed to use hot water even for Mayim Rishonim. Now, Ikad Masila Seifa, but some teach us that in the Seifa, Achroinim, Ein Netlim El Betzainin, Mayim Achroinim was only allowed to be used with cold water, Aval Becham in Loi, but not with hot water. And it was on this that Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Yanai, Loshanu El Shayat Soilad Zbahen. This is only if it's hot water that's going to burn him. Aval Ein Yad Soilad Zbahen, but if the hand's not going to be burned, Netlim. Even for Mayim Achroinim, he's allowed to use hot water. Now, Mechlal, this would infer the Rishonim in regards to Mayim Rishonim, Aval Pisha Yad Soilad Zbahen, Mutter. Even if it is boiling water that's going to burn him, not a problem. He's allowed to use that for Mayim Rishonim. Continue to discuss Emtsayim Rishos. Amar of Nachman tells us Loishanu Ela Bein Tavshel Tavshel. That's only in between different dishes. If he wants to wash his hands, that's great. He could do that, but he doesn't have to. Aval Bein Tavshel Gvina Chayva. But if it's in between a Tavshel and cheese, then it's a Chayv. We're understanding right now that Tavshel means a meat dish, and really should be reversed. If he ate cheese and now he wants to eat a meat dish, so then he has to wash his hands in order to get off any cheese residue that might be on his hands. Now clarification of my Machroinim. Amar Behud Breid Reb Chia Why is it they said that you have to wash mayim achronim? It's a chayv. That's because shemelch sedaimis yesh shemesam es hoinayim. There's melch sedaimis, which literally means salt from sedaim, and that blinds the eyes. Now this has to do with the chum tell us that al kol achiloscha achol melach. With all your food, you should eat salt, and they should actually dip their fingers in salt and eat it. And since there might be some of this sedaim salt mixed in with the regular salt, and this sedaim salt blinds the eyes, so if he doesn't wash it off, he might end up touching his eyes and become blind. Therefore, it's a chayv. A person has to wash mayim achronim in order to get off his melch sedaimis. Now Rabbi, he just comments, umishtakach ki korta bakura, there's so little melch sedaimis in regular salt, there's a kort, just a tiny little bit in a whole core of regular salt, but still we have to be chayish for this. Now Amar Acha Bar Reveler of Ashi, kol milchamai, let's say he measured out salt, what's the din? Rashi explains that the word kol over here, chaf lamid, is targum of the word to be moideid, to measure. And so the question is, if he just measured salt, he wasn't eating, so he didn't put his finger in salt, he was just handling salt by measuring it, does he have to wash his hands? Amar Lehi told him, let me buy it. Isn't that obvious? You don't have to even ask that. Of course, if he was touching salt and measuring it, he would have to wash his hands. Now the Gemara is going to bring 8 memories from Abaye that he used to think one way, and then Mar, which literally means master, but it's referring to Rabbi Nachmeni, clarified that really it's a different reason. And the reason why we bring these is because the first one has to do with Mayim Achronim. So Rabbi Abaye tells us, Meish Havamina originally used to say, Hadloi Mashu Mayim Basroi Al Ara, the reason why a person shouldn't wash Mayim Achronim on the ground is Mishum Zuama, because of Zuama. Since a person's washing off his dirty hands, so this water is dirty, it's going to end up smelling bad, and it looks ma'us, it looks repulsive, so that's the reason why a person shouldn't do it. However, Amrli Mar, master told me, it's for a different reason, mishum desharyu ruach ra alayu, that's because there's an evil spirit that rests on it, and that's why you shouldn't wash it on the ground. Another member of Amar Abaye tells us, Meish Havamin originally used to say, hadaloi shakol midim psayra kinaket inish kasa l'mishti, that the reason why a person shouldn't take something from the table, when one of the people sitting there is holding a cup and drinking from it, that's because shema yara dvar kakol besuda, maybe something's going to happen at the suda, namely, the person who's drinking is going to see the thing being taken away from the table. He's going to get upset, and that's going to cause him to choke on his drink. So that's why he shouldn't take it away from the table. However, Amrli Mar told me that's for a different reason. Mishum dekashi l'ruach tzrada, it can cause ruach tzrada, which is some sort of clouding of the mind of sorts, or maybe some sort of other ailment. Now, v'loy Amr, this is only said el deshakil v'loy mahader. That's if things being taken away and not being put back. Havol mishkal v'adure les lamba. But if it's being taken away and then replaced, then there's no problem. Also, v'loy Amr, this wasn't said el chusar ba'amis. If the thing was taken more than 4 amos away from the table, havol tarchar ba'amis les lamba. But if it's remain within 4 amos of the table, it's not a problem. Also, Lamar, this is only said, El Midi Tzarch L'Sudasa. If it's something that's needed for the Suda that's being taken away, Avol Midi Loi Tzarch L'Sudasa. If it's something that's not needed for the Suda anymore, less Lamba, then there's no issue with this. Now, Mar Rav Ashi, Kapit Afilo Asisu Buchne de Tavli, Mar Rav Ashi was makbid that even the mortar and the pestle that's meant for grinding spices shouldn't be taken away. Midi Tzarch L'Sudasa, that's because it's something that's needed for the Suda. Another member of Amar Bayi tells us, Meish Havamin originally used to say, Haida Kanchi Nashvara. The reason why a person gathers all the crumbs that are under the table is Mishumana Kirusa. That's because he wants to keep a clean house, he wants to be nice and tidy, so he makes sure to clean up all the crumbs. However, only Mar told me that Mishum de Kashalani Yusa, that's because it could cause poverty. If he's not careful with his crumbs, so the Malach who's in charge of poverty might get him and actually make him poor. And who got there's a fellow, Da'ava Mahadar Alei Sardani Yusa, that the Sar, the minister, which is basically the Malach who's in charge of poverty, he was trying to get this fellow, V'layav Yachole, he wasn't successful. Why is that? Because Zara and Shvaratuva, that's because he was extremely careful with crumbs, he was always cleaning all the crumbs up after himself. Now, Yomachad, one day, Karch Lifta, it's really Karch Rifta, a Yivli, he was eating bread on some grasses. Amar says, Malch told himself, Hashta Vade Nafal Bidai. For sure, now he's going to fall in my hand because it's impossible to clean crumbs out of grass. But then Basar de Achil, after the fellow finished eating, I see Mara, he took a shovel, Akrinul Yavli, he uprooted all the grass, Shadin Hulanara, he threw it into the river, and that was the way of cleaning up his crumbs. And the Malch was not very happy, and Shame, the fellow, heard the Amar that the Malch said, Vade Afke, who Garum Bese, woe that this fellow sent him out of his house. In other words, I'm not able to get this guy because he's so careful with his crumbs. Another member of Amar Abaye said, Meresh Havamin originally used to say, Haidlai Shasi Ufia, the reason why a person shouldn't drink foam that comes up at the top of a drink of sorts, a beverage, that's Mishum Yasusa. That's because it's repulsive. But then Amar Limar, master told me, that no, it's Mishum de Kashi L'Charsam, it can cause Charsam, which is some sort of issue of discharge from the nose. Now more about this, Mishte, if a person does drink this foam, Kashi L'Charsam, it could cause this Charsam. Now Minfech Bey, if he blows the foam to get rid of it, Kashi L'Resha, that could be bad for his head, cause him some sort of head issues. And Medachia, if he tries to get rid of the foam by pushing it away, Kashila Niusa, that could cause poverty. Matakante, what's he supposed to do? He has a drink, but there's foam on it. The answer is, Lashaki Shkue, he should wait till it settles into the drink, wait till the foam goes down, and then he's fine. Now, let's say a person did drink this foam. So, Lacharsam de Chamra, if he drank this foam that was at the top of the beverage of wine, so Shechra, he should drink beer. De Shechra, if he drank the foam of beer, so Maya, he should drink water. And De Maya, if he drank the foam of water, whatever that that means, less like the kanto, there is no way to fix this up. And Vahinu Dami Inchi, this is what people say, Basar Anya, Azlan Yusa, the poverty follows the poor, because this person is so poor, the only thing he had to drink was water, and he has this problem now of Kharsam, because he drank the foam of the water, and he has no way to fix it up. On to another member of Omar Bayi, tells him, Shavamin originally used to say, Hadlai Achli Yarka Mikisha da Asar Gina, the reason why a person shouldn't eat a vegetable from the bundle that the gardener tied, which means the person who had sold the vegetables, or the gardener, he had tied a whole bundle, let's say garlic, and the reason why you shouldn't pull one of those out of the bundle without untying it and eat it, because it looks like gluttony, that you don't even have the patience to untie it and you already want to eat. However, Amali Mar, master told me, that's because it could cause sorcery. In other words, if a person does this, another person, a sorcerer, is able to cast a spell on them, and there's a very big chance of it working. Now, we have a story about this. Rav Chizdav, Rabbi Rav Huna, Habu Kazli Ba'arva, they were going on a boat, and Amar Luahi Matronisa, there was a certain noble woman that told them, Oisun Badaihu, let me sit next to you, Loisvu, but they did not allow her. Amar Milsa, so she said something, she said some sort of sorcery, and Asrasal Arva, she stopped the boat because of that. So Amru Inhu Milsa, they responded with a counter incantation of theirs, and Sharyua, they released the boat, it was able to continue. Amru Luhu, she told them, My Yavaluchu, what am I able to do to you? I can't have any Makshafim work on you. Why is that? Because number one, Dulim Kan Chalchu B'chaspa, you never wipe yourself with a piece of pottery. This is when a person relieves themselves. If they wipe themselves with a piece of pottery, that's Kashal Shafim, witchcraft is able to work on them. Also, Vloy Katalchu Kinamanaihu, you don't kill a louse when it's on your garment. And lastly, Vloy Achalchu Yarka Mikisha de Asar Gina, you don't eat vegetables directly from the bundle that the gardener bundled. You untie it first, then you eat it. So there's no way I can have my kshafim work on you. Another member of Amar Bayi tells us, Meish Havamin originally used to say, Hadlai Achal Yarka Denafal Ataka. According to some Gesaris, it's Nafal Mitaka. The reason why a person shouldn't eat a vegetable that fell off the table, Mishum Yisusa, that's because it's repulsive. However, Amar Limar, master told me, Mishum de Kashal Rechapet, that's because it can cause bad odor of the mouth. Another member of Amar Bayi tells us, Meish Havamin originally used to say, Hadlai Yasei Tusim Arziva. The reason why a person should not sit underneath a marzev, which is the pipe or the gutter drain where all the water comes off of the roof, that's Mishum Shaifchim, because of dirty water. Since they had flat roofs, it was very common back in the day to use the roof for many sorts of ishtam shuyais, and so often the water that was coming off the roof was very dirty, so that would be the reason not to sit there. However, Amali Mar Master told me, no, it's Mishum Deshchich Mazikin, because there's Mazikin, there's Shadim that hang around that spot. There's a story, Hanash Kulai, there were these porters, Daru Chavis L'chamra, they were carrying a barrel of wine, Bailit Fuche, they wanted to rest a little bit, so Isvua Tuse Marziva, they placed it underneath this drain pipe, and Paka, it burst. That's because there was a shade there, and the shade broke it. So I was looking at Mar Bravashi, they came in front of Mar Bravashi in order to bring the shade to the entire. He broke up the barrel of wine they were carrying, and the shade didn't want to come. So Apik Shifure, he took out Shifres, blew them, and Shamte put the shade in Cherem. So Asla Kameh, the shade finally came. Amrle told him, Amai Teavid Hachi, why'd you do this? Why did you break their barrels? Amrle, the shade told him, Hey Chiavid, what was I supposed to do? Ki Aisve Bunai, they placed it down on my ear. So Amrle, Mabravashi told the shade, At Beduch the Shchichi Rabim, my advice. What were you doing in a place that the Rabim spends time there? You're basically in an area where there's a lot of people, and so you shouldn't have been resting there. Atu Deshanis, you're the one that did something different and out of the ordinary, so Zil Shlim, you have to pay them for their broken barrel. Amrle, so the shade told him, Hashtanami Likbali Mar Zimna, please set a time for me, V'Efra, and then I'm going to pay you, meaning give me some time to collect the money. So Kavale Zimna, he set a time for the shade, Kimata Zimna, when the time came, Yaakov, he delayed, and the shade didn't come with the payment. Now Kiasa, when he finally came, Amrle Mabravashi asked him, Amayloi Asiz Zimnach, why didn't you come at the proper time? Amrle, so the shade told him, Kol Mili Tzair V'Chasim V'Chayelu Money, anything which is wrapped up, or sealed, or measured, or counted, Leslan Rushus L'Mishkal Minei, we, Shadim, are not allowed to take it, Adam Shkachin Amida Defkeira, we have to find something which is Hefker, so it took me extra time to be able to find payment for this barrel that I broke. And one last member of our Rabbi, he tells us, Meir Shavamin originally used to say, Hai Deshadi Mayim Puma Dechatzva, the reason why a person spills out water from the top of the barrel or pitcher is Mishum Tzivsa, because of the little floaties on top of it, there's little particles of wood or other dirt that's floating on the top of the water, so that's the reason why one should pour some out from it before drinking. However, Amali Mar Master told me, no, it's Mishum De'ikamayim Harayim, there's bad water that's there. This is when a shade drinks from the water, so this is considered Mayim Harayim, and the way to counteract that is to pour some of the water out. And a story about this, Hu Bar Shida, the Havaber of Papa, there was a Bar Shida, which is some sort of shade, that was part of the household of her Papa, he was actually a servant of his, and Azla Suyi Mayim Manara, he went to go draw water from the river, and Yaakov, he delayed in coming. Now Kiasa, when he finally came back, Amrule, they asked him, Amai Yaakves, why did it take you so long, why'd you delay? Amrule, so he told them, Ada Chalfi Mayim Harayim, I had to wait for all the Mayim Harayim to pass by, I noticed that there was Shadim drinking from the water upstream, so I had to wait till that water passed by, and then I was able to take it. Now, with Hachi, in the meantime, while they were conversing, Kufavam Rav on top, Chazinu de Kashadu Mayim Yipum de Chatzva, he saw that they were pouring water out of the top of the barrel of the pitcher. So Amar, he said, Ihavi Yadano, Dur Galisul Mevet Hachi, if I knew that this was your custom to do that, so La Yakvi, I wouldn't have delayed, because I tried to prevent you from drinking Mayim Harayim. Anyway, you're pouring water out of the top, and that counteracts Mayim Harayim, so I would have come back on time had I known this. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to our original discussion of Mayim Rishayim and Achrayim. Dunim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.